We are gold trying things we didn't know.
Hello, listeners of ACET English. Welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。哎，Sayla，这两天我们中国演员李易峰近期因涉嫌嫖娼被北京警方拘留了。It's been a trending topic instantly. 这事儿你听说了吗
？Yeah, I heard the report that the Chinese actor Evan Lee was detained on suspicion of soliciting prostitutes.
哎呦，你说的这句话里面好多大词啊哈，那我们呢跟大家来解读一下吧哈。首先呢，这个 Chinese actor Evan Lee 是李易峰的一个英文名字哈，然后 he was detained， 那这个 detained 是什么意思呢？
Yeah, detained means when a police detain someone, they keep them in a place under their own control. It's the step before arresting someone.
要是警察 detain someone, 那么这个人呢就会 under their control, 在警察的控制之下，那么这个 detain 呢其实就是拘留的意思。那这个 Evan Lee 是因为什么被拘留呢？
Yeah, he was detained on suspicion of soliciting prostitutes.
那 suspicion 是一个名词，就是有什么的嫌疑，对吧？那 on suspicion of就是因为什么什么的嫌疑，或者说涉嫌怎么怎么样。那刚才说的这个长句子呢，是 on suspicion of soliciting prostitutes。那这个 solicit 它的意思呢是招揽嫖客的意思，就是嫖娼的意思哈。那这个 prostitute 就是出卖自己身体的人。那嫖娼除了这个 soliciting prostitute，那还可以用英文怎么说呢？
Yeah, I think you can mostly just say you hired a prostitute or bought someone's time as a prostitute, but there's not a specific word. 没有一个具体的词。
没有一个 specific word, 对吧？但是呢，这个prostitute 或者说这个 hooker它指的是名词，指的是娼妓啊。那这个嫖娼呢，非常地道的说法就可以说是 hire a hooker， 或者说 call a hooker， 对不对？比较正式的说法呢，就是 solicit a hooker， 或者说 solicit a prostitute。
Yeah, exactly. Hooker is a very slang way to say it, but the more official 书面语 way to say it would be prostitute.
Exactly.
But you know, I also heard that Lee's studio issued a statement saying that some of the internet comments about his personal life were just rumors.
Yeah, 对，这些明星呢都是这个样子的。早些时候呢，他的这个 studio 发表声明说 these were simply rumors, 对吧？都是一些谣言。那这种情况之下呢，我们会说，哎，这个李易峰是在给自己辟谣。那英语当中有没有辟谣的这个说法呀？
Yeah, what you would say is he debunked this rumor about himself. So the word would be debunk.
Debunk. D-E-B-U-N-K. Debunk. 也就是说 he debunked this rumor about himself. 李易峰在努力地为自己辟谣。
Yeah, but the funny thing is that these posts were shortly deleted.
That is funny. 很快这些声明就被删掉了哈。Were shortly deleted. 为什么呢？
Well, actually, it's because he confessed to the crime.
实锤打脸了哈，李易峰 confessed to the crime. 他对自己的这个违法行为呢，最终没有办法，还是供认不讳了哈。承认罪行或者承认错误用的这个动词呢，是 confess， 坦白这个词哈。那这个李易峰呢，他人设崩塌了哈，可能最难以接受的恐怕就是他的粉丝了。数据显示，李易峰一夜之间掉粉300,000。
That is crazy. That must be so heartbreaking and hard for him to see. Public persona and image was falling apart and crumbling into pieces so quickly.
Wow, 哎，刚才人设这个词，你们地道的用法是什么？Persona.
Persona.
啊 persona 就是人设，非常非常地道哈，就是把这个 personal 把那个 L 去掉persona、
mm-hmm, yeah absolutely it's kind of way that you are seen by the public your image、
mm-hmm. yeah your image 你的人设嘛，你的这个 persona 哎，那人设崩塌用英文怎么说呀
his public persona and image was falling apart、
mm-hmm. fall apart 是指什么东西崩塌了哈那么可以说他的公共形象公共的一个人设崩塌了可以说 his public persona and image was falling apart Sila 这个事儿外媒是怎么报道的呢
Well I saw on Deadline、mm-hmm. that their headline was Chinese actor Li Yifeng detained in Beijing on charges of alleged solicitation、mm-hmm. major brands cut ties
Deadline 是美国的一本在线杂志哈，主要是关注这个娱乐行业新闻。那他的这个报道里提到了一个超级实用的一个说法，叫做 major brands cut ties。那这个 major brands 是指的一些大品牌，比如 Chanel 对吧 ，Gucci 之类的哈。那 tie 指的是联系 ，cut tie 从字面上看呢，就是切断联系，在这里其实就是解约的意思，对不对 ？Cut ties。
Yeah, you could say major brands cut.Ties.
Major brands cut ties. 很多大牌都和李易峰纷纷解约。Sila, 我在看新闻的时候啊，我注意到不同的新闻媒体呢，对解约这个词，它其实是用了不同的表达方式。
Yeah, you can also say that they terminated the cooperation.
这个表达其实更加正式哈。Terminate、mm-hmm. 是指终结，那合同上呢经常会看到这个词 ，right? Terminate the cooperation 是指的终结合作。哎，你看 Twitter 呢就是用这个词来报道的哈。那 Sila 给大家读一下吧，好不好
？It says Li Feng was repeatedly detained for prostitutes, and several brands terminated their cooperation with him.
Several brands.Terminated their cooperation with him.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And you can also use the word drop.
Drop, 这个词好啊，解约用 drop 这个词，那怎么用呢？
You could say Li was dropped by some major brands. They no longer wanted to be associated with him.
就好像是李易峰被甩了哈。Li was dropped by some major brands. 那这个雅虎新闻报道的时候呢，就是用了 drop 这个词。
It's a little bit more casual,、mm-hmm. saying he was dropped by Prada and other companies after his prostitution charges.
Yeah, Prada 和李易峰解约了哈。李易峰 was dropped by Prada. 那这个 drop 这个词用起来比较 casual, 对吧？非常随意，就是比较口语化。那么还有哪些 major brands dropped Li?
Some brands to cut ties with the actor also included the toothpaste brand Sensodyne and the Mengniu-owned milk drink called 真果粒。
当然还有一些其他品牌我们就不一一列举了哈。那除了这些品牌与李易峰 cut ties 解约之外呢，那李易峰创作的音乐啊，参演的电视剧啊，都是紧急下架了。
Yeah, he got taken off the rack or cancelled.
哎，下架在英文当中原来是 take off the rack， 那还可以用 cancelled，对吧
？Yes.Cancelled is the more common way to say it, especially among young people.
Yeah.
And it is the internet's way of making someone that was popular now shamed and taken out of the spotlight.
Exactly. 那在美国这种男明星嫖娼 soliciting hookers, 这样的事情应该也是屡见不鲜吧
Yeah, looking at the US, famous male stars soliciting hookers is not a new thing.
It's not a new thing.不是什么新鲜事儿，在美国哈。
Yeah, it's something that is kind of expected of someone that is rich and famous.
Wow, 是吗 ？It is something that is expected of someone rich and famous. 不嫖娼的男明星才是奇葩，真是应了那句话哈。当变态成为常态，那常态就成了变态。
Exactly, that's so true.
但你们把这种性丑闻叫做 scandal, right?
Yes, and some of the scandals that I have heard of was Tiger Woods, the famous golf player, and other famous sports stars, and even some of the Secret Service men getting in trouble for this.
在美国这种事情也真的是很多哈，这 世风日下，到哪里都是这个样子。那在美国，男明星嫖娼如果被抓了会怎么样呢？
If this had happened in the US, it would depend on what state you were in the country.
这个还要看你在美国哪个州。
Exactly, yeah. Some states it is legal, some states it is illegal. So if it is in a state where it is not allowed, you could be put in jail for it. But it depends on the situation and what exactly happened.
Wow, 在美国有的州这个嫖娼居然还是合法的，还是 legal 的哈。
Yes.
那网络上呢，就是这个男明星嫖娼被抓的话，也会被 dropped by big brands 以及 get taken off the rack 各种被下架吗？
There would be public shame and a lot of discussion about it. And I think even if it happened to a male or a female, it would be treated differently. So it very much depends on who it is and their background and the situation. But they would be very publicly shamed, I think.
They will be publicly shamed. 那好，关于这个话题呢，我们今天就聊到这里。不知道大家学到了哪些地道的语言知识和文化哈？欢迎留言告诉我们。
Yes, hope you learned a thing or two and some very 地道的 English words. And next time you talk about this with your friends, you can have many words to use.
Exactly. 那我们今天呢就聊到这里。This is Pimpi signing out.
This is Sayla. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.